I'll tell you something, it's clipped the post just the right side, the goal side that is, any other side, and it wouldn't have gone in.
Hello, welcome to Nobby's Trumpet, the pedigree of football podcasts. I'm joined by the Great Dane, Mark.
Hello.
Our Rottweiler, Dom Norris.
Hello.
And unfortunately, the Chihuahua-esque Chris Murphy isn't here this week because he's dead on his birthday as well. On his birthday.
We have a lot of deaths in this.
We do,
show,
yeah.
Don't
we do.
No, it's actually it's Chris's birthday, isn't it? So
yeah, happy
birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Good to know you've got your priorities right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right, let's bring on the trumpets. let's start with Nobby's news.
Nobby's news.
There has actually been some news.
Finally.
Yeah. I hand over to Mark with the match report.
The get there eventually.
Yeah, don't about the mic. You don't want the full match report. I'll just give you the
snippets
bits that involves Nobby. And yeah, he got an assist.
Yeah.
And I quote from Hartlepool's website, Nobby Solano picked up the ball on the edge of the box to volley at goal. And although his strike was blocked, the ball did find its way to Gary Little just inside the area, and the midfielder unleashed a left-footed volley, which nestled in the bottom corner of Adam Collins' net to make it 1-0.
Nice.
Well done, Nobby.
Well done. And they went on to win 2-1, did they?
Yeah.
Not?
So
nice work, Nobby.
Well done, Nob.
Keep it up. Celebrate with a trumpet solo. All right. Nobby almost scored, but lots of other people did, didn't they? Goal of the week.
He did.
Goal of the week. Dom, what's your goal of the week?
My goal of the week is from the Dutch Eredivisie.
Oh, yeah.
It's Maya Yoshida's goal for Venlo in their 3-2 win against PSV.
All right.
It's a beaut. It's an overhead kick from the edge of the box. Need I say more?
Sounds pretty good.
That sounds quite good.
Venlo, I've actually passed through Venlo before.
Oh,
on a train, yeah.
Is that a nice place?
It was horrible. No. Won't go back.
Stockport and Holland.
Yeah, my goal was Eden Hazard. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
Well, I think he scored
two,
didn't he?
Yeah.
But little mazy run from outside the box and then outside of the foot finish.
Sweet finish, isn't it?
Very nice. But
yeah,
he's looking pretty good.
And talking of Lille, Joe Cole's assist. Did you see that?
Yeah. He looked like he played well. Mm-hmm. Joe Cole.
Tore the defensive part, like literally. Took on about three men, got the assist.
That was for the third, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Well done, Joe Cole, as well.
Yeah. Good. What a good egg. Mine, goal of the week, for mostly hilarious purposes, but also how audacious it was, Daniel Sturridge's goal.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah.
And the interview afterwards, they were just like, have you ever done anything like that before? It's like, yep.
Yeah.
Every week. Yeah. No, it was quality because it, like... Just a little cheeky back heel, and it like trickled in the net, and Wes Brown split his nads on
the
post, which is always good.
When struggle after it,
when someone does that. Yeah, I like that. Also, Bobby Zamora's goal was pretty good, I thought.
Cutting
from the right
tidy
and tucked it in the side
like
netting.
A FIFA finesse shot, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it's a good goal.
This is how many goals I've scored this week. Our favourite feature that I'm pretty sure no one else cares about, but I'm determined to win the Eric Jemba trophy. Mark, how many goals have you scored this week?
I scored 4 goals at football training last Thursday.
Ooh.
Not on Sunday.
Football training.
Counting training.
Hey?
Ooh,
no, well, no,
football
hold on.
Training.
It was a 5-a-side, just like you played.
Okay, alright.
It wasn't like we were practicing shots.
Okay.
But I played on Sunday as well, so.
Is that 11 aside?
Yeah, but we count that as a game, don't we?
Yeah,
so I'll take that.
Average
four,
of two.
Four in two, yeah.
Okay, Dom, how many did you get?
It's got four. Four in one.
Four in one.
Oh, you wanker.
You shouldn't have mentioned that 11 aside.
Scored.
Honest guy.
I scored.
Go on.
In one game. Four.
Four.
Ooh,
four.
Got a tie.
So we've got a tie for the
what
first time
now?
Ever. We each get a point in the event of a tie. So, no, that's
new.
Oh, Christ!
You could have
Cripes.
Been part of that as well if you hadn't mentioned that.
If I'd have been a liar,
yeah. There you go. So for the first time ever, the points are split in the chase for the Eric Jemba Trophy, which I think means that Dom is still in the lead.
I am.
All right.
Of course,
how is it? How is it panning out? The table.
I'm winning.
If I remember rightly, Dom now has 7. I've got 4. You and Chris have both got 3.
Right.
Mm. There you go.
Got what the game, Marky boy.
Yeah, it's getting. We'll stop playing 11 a side.
We'll stop.
You know when I score at 11 a side.
Yeah.
Is that still one goal?
No, you get double. 2. Right. I think at least 2
goals.
Yeah. But we'll, if and when it ever happens,
we'll
discuss it then. good. All right. Premier League. Let's talk about the Premier League, and I'd most likely like to talk about United's demolition of Bolton.
Yeah.
I thought we might struggle at Bolton, to be honest, a little bit, but we didn't. Mm. They didn't.
United are just looking.
They look really good.
Invincible. At the moment, I mean, they've not played any huge teams, I suppose, but just the play. Their opposition don't seem to be able to cope with how you pass the ball.
Playing good football. You say no big team. We played Tottenham and Arsenal. Although we've got Chelsea on the weekend.
Arsenal definitely doesn't count. Definitely doesn't count. And we spanked Tottenham as well, so that doesn't count.
Okay. Speaking of Arsenal, actually, did you know Arsene Wenger had, until he signed that centre-back, I can't remember what his name is now. Until he signed him, he always had a rule that he would never sign a player who was taller than he was.
Really?
Yeah, Arsene Wenger is 6'4". And he's never signed a player who was taller than him.
Is that just a coincidence? Or
no, apparently
it's
a proper rule of
his.
Like, he came close to breaking it because I think Gallas was 6'4".
All right.
But because he's a stubborn weirdo, he's always signed people who were, and the way they play as well, I suppose. But yeah,
I never knew that.
Yeah, this new guy's 6'6".
6'6". Yeah.
Apparently, so there you go.
It's an absolute monster.
Yeah.
That's just creepy, though.
That is a weird rule, isn't it? It's just a bizarre rule for a professional manager to have.
Where did you see that?
It was he admitted it in an interview. Yeah. I've not been reading the Daily Mail or anything. No, he admitted it.
That's discrimination.
Tall, isn't it?
But it's not. You can get away with it though.
Why?
Because he chooses who to sign, doesn't he?
So
it's not like people are handing in their CVs to Arsene Wenger. And he's going, no, too tall.
Might be. Yeah, agents will be around saying, go on, sign Crouch.
Crouch.
And he's like, no, he's too tall.
Yeah, but there are many other reasons why he would not sign Peter Crouch. Okay. Okay, other results in the Premiership?
Well, stick with Arsenal, I suppose, their first win of the season.
Yeah.
With the flukiest
the
goal.
The most hilarious goal. That was very nearly my goal of the week, to be honest, because we all know I love something hilarious. It was ridiculous. And I think they looked like scoring apart from that. But
I only saw the highlights, but it still looked slightly lacking in confidence.
Mm.
Yeah.
Slightly laboured. But a win's a win at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And after an 8-2 defeat, it's just what you need, isn't it? Just a bit of luck.
Yeah. Mm. Well, quite a lot of luck.
Yeah, quite a lot of luck. But I feel bad for Vorm, the Swans keeper, because he's been an absolute machine. And then for that to happen, it wasn't really, was it his fault? He kind of,
yeah.
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 He threw it
at the back of his place.
Definitely
legs.
His fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have put it past Arshavin to miss.
It wasn't a bad finish though. Actually, it was quite a tight angle. I thought he was going to square it.
I loved his little face after it.
Yeah.
Arshavin is a bit of a hero. Have you seen his website where he answers questions from fans and stuff? And I don't know if it's just him speaking bad English or they've been really badly translated, but some of them are hilarious. One of them was a girl had written into him saying, I really love playing football and I think I might be able to make it as a pro, but my dad says I should stay in school, what should I do? And you'd think, it being Andre Arshavin, he'd be like, oh, follow your dream, play football, but it's just like, listen to your father. It's brilliant.
Yeah, but because Arsh Avin's been so bad this season, and for the past
twelve months,
he's been terrible. Well, I kind of hope that's you know, this could be the start of a good spell for Arsh Avin, to be honest. He's quite a.
I quite like him as a player.
Yeah,
and a person. Yeah. And a hilarious
person. Because he's clearly off his head.
Yeah,
he's got a degree in like fashion, hasn't he?
Really?
Yeah. Which makes him even better, yeah, to be honest.
There's a thing, I'll have to try and find it and put it on the blog, but it's just 25 photos of Andre Arsh Avin looking awesome. Yeah. It's just like him in silly hats and stuff, being like, "Hey, Arsh Avin."
I hope the Boy Scout one's in there.
I think it is.
That's just crazy stuff.
Awesome.
How did he get into that situation, I ask?
Don't know. It's probably Arsene Wenger's just really sick.
dress up as a Boy Scout.
QPR with many a new signing.
It was nil-nil, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
fucking
I didn't see any of it.
Abdul Tarat. Abdul, that's not his name. Adel.
Adel, yeah.
It's not got me any damn fantasy points yet. Sticking with him in like 4 weeks, he's been in my team. He had, I don't know, like 4 really good chances last night, and didn't score any of them.
QPR looked really quite good yesterday. I thought. I mean, they Sean Wright Phillips as well as Tarap played.
Yeah. Well.
Those two seem to have quite a good understanding from the one game that I've seen. But no, I think Wright Phillips, you know, he just needs game time, doesn't he? At City, he was just a bit wasted.
How did
he
play? How was how did Barton play?
He was
alright. Non-existent, kind of.
He does that quite a lot, though, I think, Joe Barton. Like, there's a lot of games where you wouldn't know, like, wouldn't be like, he played well or he played badly, unless he does something like Joey Barton.
Yeah.
Or not, I don't know. Yeah. Punches himself in the cock or something.
What,
equally stupid.
What reception did he get from
Newcastle?
He got a
good reception.
Did he?
Yeah, I think that was probably always going to happen, to be honest, because he kind of placed himself in the position where it was him against the chairman, and everyone hates the chairman, don't they?
Yeah.
It's because he's a dick.
He is a dick. He likes to strip.
He likes to strip?
Yeah.
Does he?
He dressed this last week.
Yeah. Got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
Still, seemed to be kind of lacking a goal scorer, because Jay Bothford.
Yeah, I know. Because Tarap didn't get me any damn points.
Because Bothroyd looked a bit crap, to be honest. He missed quite a lot. Sean Wright Phillips could have won someone about 500 points on fantasy football if it wasn't for Jay Bothroyd.
No,
I think he'll do really well, Sean Wright Phillips.
I think he'll as well. I think he's still got something to offer, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would have been happy for him to stay at City, but
he's not playing it,
is he? Well, yeah. And I don't think he's happy being a bit part player.
Yeah.
I think he wants to play.
He's the kind of player who can't really play bit part, I don't think.
No.
I don't think he... I think he's the kind of player who needs game time to really excel.
I think he is a confidence player as well,
definitely.
So, obviously, he needs games for that. He can't just be thrown in.
And I think that's why Warnock will have quite a good effect on Wright Phillips. Because I think Warnock is quite a good...
He's like a motivator.
Yeah.
He's also a mentalist. Have you seen that video of him at half time just going like completely spare? It's like, you know, Mike Bassett, England manager.
Yeah.
You know that bit where he's like, "You're making me look like a bird. That is it. That is the like it. It's Neil Warnock. That's what I was going to say. Thing about lacking a goal scorer. Norwich as well, I think, are in a similar situation.
Yeah.
They just missed some.
They still not scored.
They didn't score at the weekend.
They didn't.
Yeah, I think Norwich look. They play nice football, and they've got some decent players, but I just can't see them having enough to stay up.
Yeah.
So I think QPR now have definitely got plenty to have a shot at staying up, but Norwich just.
No,
can't see it.
No.
But Norwich do have Houlihan.
Best name ever.
Best name in the league.
It's like, sounds like an old cowboy. Where's Houlihan? Fastest Houlihans in the West.
Stoke beat Liverpool.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yes.
Stoke did beat
yes.
Liverpool.
John Walters with his penalty.
Yeah.
That was brilliant because I got to break the news to a Liverpool fan. Like, yeah, you lost to Stoke.
Do you reckon it was a penalty?
Yeah. The Walters one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. He's got his arm around him. He's got his arm around
he
him. And he's pulling him down.
Yeah.
He went down
the
quite easily.
The pulling him down bit is where, but like you say, he had his arm around him. So the ref, you don't give the ref much choice really when you're grabbing someone.
Yeah.
Although in saying that, in the interest of fairness, the Rory Delap handball was also definitely a penalty.
Yeah.
I thought the other one was harsh, where he's sliding in and it hits his knee.
Yeah,
and then
the other
down.
One was definitely not. But.
But the Rory Delap
one
is pretty outrageous.
I don't think I saw that one. Yeah, Delap.
He's coming out. Somebody's. I think it was it. Suarez maybe has a shot on the edge of the area, and he's just coming out to block it. And he's got his arm out like out there, and it hits him in the hand. Kenny Dalglish was absolutely fumed. Did you see the interview afterwards?
Yeah,
he was pretty angry.
Wasn't happy, was he?
No.
During that game, I remember seeing Henderson have like 5 shots.
Oh, yeah.
Oh god,
and
it was ridiculous.
Then Charlie Adam.
Charlie Adam had
5.
And Suarez was just going absolutely mental at them.
Yeah, I think it was a save and then a block and then another block and then a save and then a block and then they finally got it clear. It was ridiculous. It's good though. Good football.
What, because it's Liverpool?
No, not because that. Just because it was funny, basically.
Yeah, Suarez went mental at him and then went and missed a sitter himself.
Yeah.
You see that?
He did.
Yeah. He's a bit of a horrible little man, isn't he? You see him go over to the liner.
Oh, yeah.
He got booked, didn't he, for that?
Did he?
I think
he should have been sent off for that.
It was pretty outrageous.
Was like
very,
it was threatening behaviour.
It was bad.
He's got a bit of a history of
being a dick.
Bending the rules of the game. That thing in the World Cup.
Got the handball.
Handball, yeah.
I mean, in fairness, I would do it. If I was in that situation, I would.
I think it's not always, well, it's not really the fact that he did it, because I think everyone would, but it's the way that he celebrated doing it.
Yeah.
And then when they missed it, he went absolutely mental. I think that was like a bit.
Yeah. Spin on.
Yeah.
Didn't he bite someone on the neck as well? One time.
Yeah,
really?
I think he got
banned for like a couple of months, didn't he? For it was like you squaring up with someone and then you know, like they usually raise the hands or something or push in the head.
Yeah.
He like went and bit his shoulder.
Oh, that's weird.
And walked off, yeah. Strange character.
That is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Decent player, strange character.
Did you see the picture of Carlos Tevez biting his daughter?
No. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It was quite an animal theme tonight.
Yeah. Well, he just picked her up and he was like biting the cheek.
All right.
That's the only way Carlos Tevez knows how to show affection. It's just that is weird though.
Yeah.
That's made me quite angry actually. Why doesn't Carlos Tevez just fuck off? There you go. We haven't done that feature for quite a while. Although I have to say, I quite like Tevez's new little beard.
Do you?
Yeah.
I
a little chin strap.
No,
I quite like
I thought it.
It
was terrible.
No.
There aren't enough beards in football, I don't think.
Oh, what's his name? The Blackburn defender. Left back.
Give.
Yeah. What a beard that is. He looks like an old sailor.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
That's a proper beard.
That's a quality beard.
Tevez has got one of those, yeah.
It's got a sort of stylish beard.
Yeah.
I quite like it, though. I think it takes the attention away from his horrible scar. But no, Give's beard is
something else, isn't
it? Is the best.
Mm.
The best I've seen in the Premier League for a long time.
Since Olive Melberg.
Melberg had a good beard.
That was the king of beards, actually.
That was good.
That was unbelievable.
Have there been any more beards?
There'll be loads of beards. Mike Phelan.
Has
he still got the beard, Mike Phelan?
I don't know.
Fergie's started doing interviews now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's
the real reason why. He got tempted out. Just like, nobody pays the TV license to see that, Mike. There was the Robert Pires used to have a beard, didn't he?
It was like
a soul patch, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's the one.
That was poor. What's his name? Fulham player.
Dempsey's usually got a bit of gruff on him.
Yeah, maybe that's what I mean. Yeah.
Because he's a rapper.
What? Is he?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Is he in like a little rap gang?
He's, yeah. Well, I don't know if he's in a gang, but I was for some reason watching it today. And it's just him and a couple of black dudes rapping away.
What rhymes with Dempsey?
Schmempsey.
That's a word.
Is he any good?
He's alright actually, yeah.
Is he as good as John Barnes?
No.
Maybe we should have
a
rap off.
As good as John Barnes.
John Barnes, Dempsey rap off. Rap battle.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah.
Another rapper actually. Asamoah Gyan.
Oh yeah.
You seen his rap?
Yeah, yeah.
Antics, where he basically just says his name and then says something else. Terrible.
Ryan Babel as well.
Right, yeah, Ryan
rapper.
Babel, yeah.
Is he?
I always think his rap name should be Babel Rap.
Babel Rap.
Asamoah Gyan, actually, that leads us nicely into him going to the UAE. What are our thoughts on this?
It's bizarre.
well, I don't know if it's bizarre. It's just. It's got to be another money thing, hasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, it definitely is. Apparently, he's quadrupled his wage by going there somehow. Because I thought that you would stay on the contract that you were already on at the club that you're going from. But yeah, apparently he's quadrupled his wage.
Right.
So it is definitely about the money.
Yeah, quite a lot of money as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they spent before. 13, I think it was 30 million they Sunderland bought him for. So he'll be on a fair whack, won't he, at Sunderland.
But they've received a fee apparently of 6 million for, I presume it's just a season.
Yeah, it is, just a season. He said that he's not promising to stay beyond a year, apparently.
Well, I can think of no other reason than money though. Because he was scoring at Sunderland, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think he fell out with Steve Bruce, I think.
Right.
Because did you read that Steve Bruce was saying, oh, there's been loads of like parasites hanging around him since the England game in March, apparently.
Right.
So apparently he had his head turned then, and ever since then it's just been downhill.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get why. And I mean, I get the money, but surely a move over the summer would have been better for him than going to the UAE for a year.
Well, apparently he promised Bruce, didn't he? Like the day before, that he was 100% committed.
Right.
And all the offers were like seemingly gone. And then next thing Bruce knew, he was like on a plane to Arabia. And
with
he was going on loan.
That's
but Bruce has said that there's no way he's coming back. But Niall Quinn has come out and said there's an olive branch for him.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Slightly undermining his manager.
Slightly.
I mean, during his press conference, he kept saying, oh, it's a challenge to come here and stuff. But the only challenge...
Oh, how am I going
to
spend all my money?
Yeah, exactly. And that is the only challenge that he faces. Because, I mean, the UAE is not... It's not a good league. He was saying that, oh, it's an improving league. But if he's only there for a year... What difference does it make if it's an improving league? It's bizarre.
Unless he's looking to go for on loan for a year and then sign next year or January or something.
But I don't think he does want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Well, he'll score shitloads of goals.
He will. Yeah.
He will.
Smash him.
No, he's a good player. I mean. He wasn't exactly on fire in the Prem, but he still scored goals, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he had the good World Cup, and he started well at Sunderland, but I think he just petered out, didn't he?
Yeah. But yeah, like you say, over there, it'll just bang him in.
Yeah. But I think the thing about Sunderland is now they are so short on strikers. Like when Nicholas Bentner is leaving the line for you, you know, you've got problems.
You've got big problems
bad.
There.
So I think it's going to have a knock-on impact on Steve Bruce. I think he's going to be the first manager out of a job this season.
Ooh.
That's my prediction.
I thought
they
quite like him though, don't they? The fans and that.
I think the tide's turning a little bit.
I think it has turned.
That's harsh though. If he's getting like undermined by Quinn, and he obviously doesn't have much of a say in this loan thing.
Yeah.
It's hard for the fans to turn on him and then...
But they have brought in about 10 players this summer.
Yeah.
And he's won 3 games in the past 18.
Okay.
That's relegation formula, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
But I mean, they've got. I hope they stick with him because I think he's quite a good manager. Personally.
Yeah, I think he's good. I mean,
and also, who else is there out there?
Yeah,
I can only really think of like Martin O'Neill.
I was just going to say Martin O'Neill.
Who, you know, you could say is an improvement, but it's not. It's not a dead cert, is it? That he would do
no.
a better job than Steve Bruce.
What is Martin O'Neill doing now? Gardening.
I think, yeah, pretty much.
Fair enough.
Spending his million. Yeah, because I've seen people say that Jan to UAE is kind of like Etu to Russia, kind of thing. Seen that comparison. But
yeah, but Eto is clearly like a final paycheck kind of thing.
Yeah,
he's going to
yeah,
retire.
That's true. Yeah.
Jan's surely not old enough, is he?
He's 26, so
yeah, but.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to retire at 27.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. He's very strange move.
Yeah. Let's talk briefly, because we touched on it last week. Gary Cook has left.
Gary Cook.
Yeah.
City. What's your views on this, City fan, Mark?
He did a lot for City, to be fair to him. But if he sent that email, then...
Which he clearly did.
He can just go and die somewhere. It's pretty horrible, really.
It's pretty bad.
But, well, it's the same with them all, though. Like these cheap exec types, they're all—you can tell—they're all horrible snakes of characters.
Yeah.
But they do the job well, so it's really hard. But
it's cause
I'm not glad he's gone, but he's just a horrible man, really. So I don't know. It's tough.
It's because all these chief execs—they all come from big business, so they're all really.
Yeah,
quite.
They're all the kind of people who do, do well in big business.
They do anything to get the profit, don't they?
Yeah.
The
interesting thing about it, I don't know if you talked about it last week. It was like a year ago that it happened.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, last October, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been spoken of that Keir Jarabchin, he's in with Anua.
Mm-hmm.
And he advised Anua's mum to come out to the press and talk about this now.
Well, yeah.
Keir Jarabchin, the dick.
He's another one who's just slimy bastard, doing what he can to make money.
And he's made a lot of it. I mean, if Tevez next leaves City, he's going to make a fortune.
Thing is, though, he hasn't got a FIFA license to be an agent, so how does he continue to be players' agents?
I don't know. I was reading something, and I don't think you necessarily need to have a FIFA license to be an agent.
This all sounds pretty suspicious to me.
It's typical FIFA.
Yeah,
it's
FIFA.
It?
Yeah,
I mean there'll be some
get around it somehow with a briefcase full of money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
it's pretty
corruption.
Gary
Cook.
I think he had to go.
Yeah,
especially.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fact that he lied about saying, "Oh, my computer got hacked."
Yeah,
that is the worst excuse.
If
I've
his
ever
computer
heard.
Got hacked, that wouldn't be what the papers would print.
Yeah.
There would be some better shit in there than that, because that's nothing compared to some of the gear that he'll be up to.
I'd probably just email, like, Stoke and make like a £30 million offer for Rory Dillard.
Yeah, feeble excuse.
Yeah, it was coming. I think it's been coming for a while, to be honest. Despite his good work with the transfers, I think that it just got to the point where he had to go.
I don't think he should have come when he called Nasri brother.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just a sackable offence, that
the
is.
The most cringeworthy thing I've ever seen.
That's pretty
it
bad.
Was bad. It was really bad.
Yeah, I'm glad he's gone.
Let's talk about drugs.
Drugs.
In football.
Yeah, after the documentary.
This documentary that was on.
It was a little bit disappointing, that
it
documentary.
Was.
I was hoping, like, Andy Carroll was going to be the final curtain.
Andy Carroll.
He's got to be snorting everything.
He's too busy playing Warhammer.
Because there was an article in some website, or I don't know what it was, but it was about an England international.
Right.
And like he's been doing coke, and that was only last week. And I thought that was going to be in this. My money was on Carroll, but I was a bit disappointed.
I know it was player A and player B.
Yeah, just.
It
cop out.
Yeah, I mean, what did they actually unveil? Like, which players?
He spoke about.
Gary O'Connor was in there, wasn't he?
Which I think people knew anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, I think.
Sure, there was like not rumours, but people knew that he'd done. But the thing about that one, which was well bad, was how McLeish came out and said he'd picked up an injury, which is actually when he was banned by the club. Taking cocaine, and even worse still, maybe is when they sold him. Who did they sell him to?
It was something like a Barnsley or something, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Barnsley. They didn't tell them about the coke.
Really?
No,
that's really.
Which is pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
I don't get why they just don't come out and say that. Like, why do they try and hide it?
It's going to make it worse when it comes out later, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
If and when it comes out later,
because it will come out. I mean, the
clubs want to hide it because they're like, they're a product, aren't they, the player?
Yeah.
If you come out and say, "Oh, Rooney's like on heroin," we don't want him anymore.
Maybe that's why Darren Fletcher lost all that weight. He's actually been on smack for the past 8 months. He is Scottish.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw Trainspotting and went, "Yes, this is for me." Start doing why anyone would see Trainspotting and then want to do smack, I don't know, but yeah, maybe that's it.
But you know, it's gonna affect a player's value, and
yeah, you're right, man. Yeah,
you probably want to hide it from your fans as well.
Are
your fans gonna want to support a coke ad?
Yeah,
they're going paying for the ticket, and
yeah, that's the point.
The
fans are paying for the ticket, aren't they? So do they not buy into the right to know about these things?
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think the club would rather
protect their own.
I think
they don't want them to know.
There's a fine line between fans being allowed to know that kind of thing and invading somebody's privacy.
Mm.
But I think if you're going to ban a player or something like that, then they need to know the real reason, not that like they're injured or something, because that's even worse, and that's lying to the fans rather than omitting the truth.
Yeah, that was really bad, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, it highlighted a few things, not necessarily the players themselves, but it kind of highlighted the way in which the FA kind of has such a slack approach to drugs.
Yeah.
And especially in comparison to other sports, I think that's what's really, really strange about it, is that in rugby, they used an example of a rugby player who was banned for 2 years, and Colo Torre got 6 months over the summer. I mean, it just doesn't make sense how they come up with the punishments.
Yeah, but in saying that, they seem to be quite sporadic, because Rio Ferdinand got 8 months, didn't he, for missing a test, which is the same amount of time that Eric Cantona got for kicking a guy in the face.
Yeah.
So.
I was interested, they didn't really talk about Ferdinand, did they? They mentioned it briefly.
Yeah, but it was a different, because he missed the test, but then did it the next day. So it's not really him being on drugs, if you know what I mean. So it is a slightly different case, but I think the fact that he got 8 months for missing a test, and then there are people who are getting caught who get two months.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense whatsoever.
Well, one of them they were talking about, he tested positive for cocaine, like three tests. Yeah. He got nothing. Well, he will have got a club ban or whatever.
Yeah.
But nothing came out of it.
Mm.
I don't know. It's all a bit inconsistent.
Yeah. I think they need to do more tests. I think that's, in my opinion, that's like necessary, because they don't. I think players on average get tested once every 3 years.
Oh, really?
That's really bad, isn't it?
Which is
not enough.
Considering it's like a short career in comparison to other jobs.
Yeah.
It's a really short career. Yeah. You're getting tested every 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be three times a season. Like, for every player.
Which you could easily do.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be on match day, does it?
No.
Just
yeah.
rock up to training one day.
Yeah, I think that's what they do as well, the FA. Because apparently in Italy they do it on match days.
Right.
And apparently they do a lot more testing. But apparently the FA don't like doing it on match days for some reason.
No. Mm. In fact, it's really easy to miss them as well, though. Because that, you're saying, though, that they turn up to training one day and, like, the testers were there.
Leon Knight, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Leon Knight. Mm. And one of the lads turned up and they all knew he'd, like, been on whatever the night before. And they were like, oh, no, do one. The testers were here. So he just went home and, like, didn't go to training that day and got away with it.
Joking.
That's pretty easy. That's, yeah. Yeah, but there has been a Chelsea. I can't remember what his name is now.
Mutu.
Yeah. He got
sacked,
basically.
I mean,
he's
been caught like three times now.
Yeah.
He loves it,
though. He loves the coke.
Yeah.
He just can't resist it.
He's not been player, though.
I think he's been banned recently.
I think it makes him better. That's what it is.
he's back playing in Italy now, isn't he?
I think he got suspended again.
Oh, fucking hell, dude. Put it down. Leave it out. Gosh.
I'm sure I read that you got suspended again for the third time.
Jeez. Okay, speaking of Chelsea, what do we think of Torres's slightly suspicious Spanish interview that has been apparently poorly translated?
I saw the interview and it has been terribly translated.
Oh, really?
Terribly translated. All
how long have you spoken Spanish for?
No, he spoke it in English.
Right.
But then the Spaniards translated the English to Spanish, and then the English newspapers read the Spanish translation and translated it back into English. So I saw.
So it's been like double translated.
Yeah, yeah. So all he said was that Mata is going to add more pace to the team. He didn't say that anyone's slow.
Oh, right.
Chelsea is slow. That's all he said. So.
So it's a massive.
Just a massive Daily Mail balls pretty much.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there goes it.
That's the end of that.
There goes a decent topic.
Isn't
it?
Laying into Torres.
Yeah.
We can still lay into him for being shit.
Yeah, he's shit.
He scored 1 in 18 or something since
like
he moved.
Yeah.
And his thing at Chelsea was like, I don't know, scored 1 every 2 games or something like that.
At Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you what's happened to him.
Another question. Why is Phil Ashbowash always squatting? Always.
Yeah.
You can't see the pitch any better from that angle, Andre. Stand up. He's always having a little squat, popping
looks,
a squat on the sideline.
He looks really small, don't you
think? I
think
he might
it?
Be really small.
Or is it just he wears really small clothes?
That would surely make him look bigger.
I don't know.
He does like a tight fitting shirt and stuff.
Yeah.
They're easier to squat in, that's why.
Oh, I hate how his new like little nickname is AVB as well.
That's
not
good.
That's terrible.
Right. Champions League starts tonight.
Yeah.
I want predictions. Who's going to win it?
Champions League?
Yeah.
My prediction was City.
Really?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. We've
after,
had,
have we done this?
After we spanked.
Oh, wait. Was that when it was just me, you and Chris?
Yeah. Let's do it again.
All right, then.
Well, give us your prediction, Beck.
I want to say United.
But you can't.
but I think we've got quite a lot of young players this year, and I'm not sure they've ever had the experience necessary to win it.
Mm.
Apart from that, it's Barcelona. They're just better than everyone, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah.
Although, I don't know, that'll be 2 years in a row, wouldn't it? Because Inter Milan won it.
That'd be for the first time ever. They would be retained.
Yeah. But you can never really tell with the Champions League.
No.
Can you? That's what makes
it
so ruddy bloody good.
True. I'm still sticking with City, though.
Really?
Yeah. I've got the squad for it.
Yeah, but you don't have any experience in the competition. That's
we have players with experience, though, who are now coming together to just tear up football.
Just rip it. Rip football a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've quite a tough group though.
Yeah, we have really tough group. Be interested to see how we play against Napoli. Yeah. It's a decent team. Yeah, I might retract it after tomorrow night. But at the moment,
we'll have a revised one on match day two. Let's see what happens. Don, what's your shout?
I said Real Madrid.
Okay. He's still going to go for Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Even 3 weeks later when there's been no Champions League football? You've had no chance to change your mind?
I'm sticking with Real Madrid. I just think that they've got... I think it's going to come together for them this season. And I think they'll win the league as well.
Ooh. Brave man, yeah.
They'll win the double.
But they're another team with such a good squad. Mm. So they really could...
I think that's what I'm thinking. I think Mourinho has been there now for a year. He's, you know, kind of got the players that he wants together. So I think it'll come good for them. Mm. Hopefully, anyway. So I don't look like an idiot on this. I also just really didn't want to say Barcelona.
Why?
Because I don't want Barcelona to win everything every single year.
But they're gonna. They're really good.
They are really good, but. At the same time, they're such a boring team.
Well,
when I watch Barcelona, I do not find it entertaining whatsoever. The way they keep possession for 70.
Really fast, short passing.
It's not always fast, short passing when it's in, you know, they keep the ball in the central areas, play it back, play it out wide a little bit, then play it back in the centre, and then they keep biding the time waiting for the space, which is, it's... The way they play football is amazing. You know, it's once in a generation thing, but it's not entertaining football.
Fair point.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I suppose you got. I don't know. I think it is quite well. I'll be honest. I don't often sit and watch whole Barcelona matches, but some of the football they play in the final third and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
It is. Yeah. But it's
just takes a long time.
They have like 70% possession of the ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for the rest, when they're not attacking, it's a lot of just slow.
Yeah.
Build up. I'd much rather watch just two teams just going for it.
Gunning it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just shitloads of mistakes at the back, but it's just that's what football's all about.
Like 8-8 Champions League final.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Have you seen the? I just got reminded of penalties then of who was it? Dagenham and Redbridge and someone else in the Carling Cup. Dagenham won like 26-25 on penalties.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Everybody scored twice, including the keepers. And the guy who missed the final penalty was the regular penalty taker for the other team. The last one was shit as well. But some of them were like, I put it on our Twitter thing. Some of the penalties were absolutely quality. It's just like first time any of the keepers touched the ball was one the first guy went to take his penalty. But apart from that, the first time he touched it with his hands was on this last one. Everyone scored.
What score was it?
I think it was like 26-25 or 27-26 or something like that. It was quality.
Sort of
record
breaking.
It was amazing.
Penalty shootout.
I don't know how that completely passed me by that.
Yeah. Well,
like
you're usually straight on.
Don't spend as much time on the lower league BBC sport things as I do. Speaking of lower league, Mansfield Town have got a new chair lady.
Hell yes, they have.
And she is a lady. She's, what, 29?
29 years old.
29.
Yeah. Carolyn Still. I've actually made notes about her.
You've made notes about nothing else apart from her.
I'll just give you a little brief.
Go on, then.
She worked in the fashion industry.
Right.
Which is where she, you know, stamped her authority on the business. I've got a little quote from her.
Go on.
As she was employed, I want to wake sleeping fans with a lot of different initiatives by liaising with them and finding out what they want. So,
so there you go.
I don't know what they want.
That's, that
what,
says,
what do you reckon they want?
That says nothing. That's how that quote says. Absolutely nothing.
It's all I could find.
No, no, it's not. No, I'm going to go at you. I'm having to go at her. It's just, they're just words.
Saying,
they don't amount to anything.
You're saying that she's just some blonde bimbo.
She, no, I'm just saying. She might as well have come out and gone purple monkey dishwasher. And everyone would be like, oh, purple monkey dishwasher.
Well, you can see what she's getting at. She wants to, you know,
talk to the fans.
She wants to wake sleeping fans with different initiatives.
Oh, well, I've got a couple of initiatives for her to wake me with.
Yeah, she's clearly got nothing, has she?
She's I think, safely, comfortably the fittest chairperson of a football team.
Better than Karen Brady.
Better than Dealey Smith.
Dealey Smith. Let's be having you.
That was horrible. Wasn't
that? It was just, it haunts my dreams.
Just, I remember
just
watching
a massive
that.
Delia Smith. Yeah. Just, let's be having you. No, leave me alone.
I remember watching that in the pub, and they had to break, didn't they, from like the halftime analysis because she was on the pitch, just pissed up, rambling. Poor Norwich.
God, I know. I don't often feel sorry for fans of other teams, but you've got to hand it to them.
Well,
that is bad.
Well, they are in the Premier League now. Yeah. I really hope. The Norwich game is soon, I think, at Old Trafford. I really hope we're like beating 3-0 at half time. Let's be having you!
She somehow gets a microphone.
Is she still the chairwoman?
Yeah,
I
think so, yeah.
Oh,
wow. Well, she's still at all the games and stuff.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Fair play to her. She put a lot of money into it, I suppose.
She boiled a lot of eggs for them.
I think
player. That's the most sexist thing I've ever heard you say. Oh, dear.
Stay in the kitchen, dear.
Yeah. Let's be having lunch. Where is it? I hope people just say that to her. Just like, come on, Dealey, hurry up, let's be having you.
Yeah, actually, it was Richard Keys doing that game. He had anything to say about it in any outtakes.
I'm sure he did.
Do me a favour, love.
What? Oh, he's just a horrible person.
I actually used to hate Richard Keys, but after all that, he's an absolute hero. Some of the stuff he's come out with, he's very wrong, but still very, very funny.
Well, it's funny, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
The thing is, I until the scandal, I genuinely had no idea what his name was. I mean, I recognised him, and I was like, oh, it's Sky Sportsman, but I couldn't tell you what his name was. Like, what's the name of the guy who doesn't know? Who hosts the punditry.
Yeah.
That says it all. That...
What is he called?
I keep wanting to say Matt Smith, but he's the guy on...
He's Doctor Who.
What?
Matt Smith is Doctor Who.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
yeah,
he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
There's another Matt Smith.
Are you thinking of Matt?
To be fair, one of my friends is called Matt Smith.
One of the three.
No, I don't know his name.
Yeah, see? What he needs to heighten his profile is to get embroiled in some sort of sexism scandal. Yeah.
Did you see, you know, Sam Matterface?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, former Sky Sports News presenter who's married.
Former.
Yeah. He's now on Talk Sport.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. But he's married to a Natalie Sawyer.
Yeah, they've got a child together.
Have they? Damn.
I didn't think they were married.
You've been stalking Natalie.
But he was on Twitter today and he meant to direct message her, but he didn't.
What did he say? Are we allowed to say it?
He was like, oh, you're so hot, babe. Your boobies are just the best.
Did he actually say boobies?
That is brilliant. Because the thing about that is, are the best. Boobies is hilarious, but are the best. Like, I've tried all of the others, and yours, Natalie, are the best. That's made me really happy.
It was to Natalie, I hope.
Yeah, what? We've not got a Jason Manford situation on
our
hands.
Do we know who the comments were directed to?
Well, I think they were to her. Yeah.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, well, yeah. For the sake of the baby, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And the boobies, of course. Oh,
of course. Of course, the baby feeding. Best boobies.
The best.
The best.
No, I always liked him. Is he not on Sky Sports News anymore?
No, no.
Mm.
He's gone.
Shame. Time loss.
I think he's been gone quite a while. Yeah, it's just Jim White now.
Yeah.
It is. It does always seem to be whenever I turn it on. All right, Jim. Still here. Me too.
He's a good guy, Jim White.
He's got the best job in the world. Just reading an autocue
talking about sports and sitting next to fit birds.
Well, I'll tell you who I don't like, that Brian Swanson.
Oh, he's a douche.
Is he not the most smug bastard on the planet?
Which one's Brian
Swanson? I think
Swanson?
He has the best job in the world.
He's the guy who during the transfer window just presses the screen.
Doesn't he just like...
The accumulator. the calculator.
Every footballer, doesn't he? And like gets information.
Yeah,
that's
what he says.
He just knows people.
I remember he started as like just some in the know kind of guy. And then he somehow got a job out of that.
We're just jealous. You're not on Sky Sports.
I'd like his job. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be all right, mate.
I just wouldn't do it. Wouldn't deliver it like he does. With smoke.
Like a twat. Van der Vaart has been left out of Tottenham's entire Europa League squad. Well, for the group stages.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which for me seems really odd.
It is really odd. He's injured now.
But he's coming... back before they thought he would be, and they knew that before they had to put the team in.
He seemed pretty pissed off as well, and I think he's got every right to be pissed off because he was saying, "Oh, he wasn't consulted about it."
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It doesn't really make sense whatsoever because you need your best players in there, and I know Van der Vaart's not been playing particularly great this year. He hasn't looked particularly interested.
No,
which has been the problem, but he's still a decent
he's a good player.
Yeah.
You still want him on your squad.
Well, it just says to me that Red Hat doesn't care about Europa.
Yeah.
He wants Van der Vaart fit for the Premier League.
Or could it be that Spurs are ready to cash in on him and don't want him European Cup tied?
Possibly, would be.
Either way, it doesn't really make much sense because even if he is focusing on the league, which he is, isn't he? He said that.
Yeah.
But still, you'd still put him in there. You wouldn't just, you know, if they get to say
who's he put in instead? Be some.
I mean, if he's picked Ledley King in there, then has he picked Ledley King?
I've not seen it. He's not.
I would imagine he's put someone like someone younger or something
like
that.
Livermore.
Who's quite possibly not even going to play.
Yeah.
So.
Well, do you not get? I thought under. Does that apply in the...
Yeah, you get
under 20
ones, you don't have to like freebies, don't you? Yeah.
Maybe they're just going to give him...
That's the only thing I can think. He just wants to... Because he does have a couple of problems with injuries, doesn't he?
Mm.
So he just doesn't want to risk him in Europe.
I think teams only really take the Europa League seriously when they get to like the quarterfinals, semi-finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what he's done. He's going to... put him in the squad
afterwards. The latest
but if
stages.
You were Van der Vaart, if I was Van der Vaart, I'd still want to play European football, regardless of the level of it, I suppose.
And also you'd think that he'd have been told, you probably were going to rest you just for the league so you can play every league game, instead of just not being told. I think
that's
what's so strange about
him.
Yeah, because Tottenham could, in fairness, are probably one of the strongest teams in the Europa League. So if they went if they went for it, they, I don't know, do you qualify for the Champions League by winning it?
No, you just automatically in
the next one.
Yeah,
that's a bit that's a bit shit.
Defend it.
Europa League, if you
I
win
think
it,
you should get into the Champions League.
But at the same time, you'd not want to defend your title.
You'd rather be in
the
Champions
League.
You
should play both. You should play on a Tuesday, a Thursday, and a Saturday. And sometimes on Monday.
I don't get why clubs don't take it seriously, though.
No, I think
it's still a European Cup.
Yeah.
It's a good competition as well, I think. I think it's more representative of the wider scale of Europe than the Champions League. Because you've got a lot more Eastern teams and Central teams than just loads of Spanish, English, Italian.
Yeah.
Got something about... bit of a weird news story for you.
Go on.
Is it as good as 27-26 on penalties?
I would,
Arsene Wenger's height rule?
Yeah. I think it's up there.
Okay.
Definitely up there.
Go on then.
He's not a famous player, but he's called Jonathan DeFalco, and he used to be a right back for a Belgian third division side.
right.
But he recently, unfortunately, had to retire through injury at the age of 26. Any guesses now what he's turned his hand to?
Is the hand?
What's his name?
Might be a hint in the hand.
Is he a surgeon?
No.
Is he a writer?
No.
Is he a tennis?
No.
Is it any?
Nothing to do with sport.
Okay.
Is he a guitarist?
No. He's being filmed.
He's a hand model.
No, close
is
kind of.
Porn star.
He's a gay porn star.
Really? Brilliant. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Only gay or?
Yeah, he's gay. He came
was
out.
He a gay
he,
man?
He came. Yeah, he came out as gay.
When he was playing?
No, in the porno.
Oh.
In
that
in
film.
The porno.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really weird.
That is really weird. Isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, it is really weird. Yeah. I don't know. I think if he'd come out well playing, it's been like fair play. Fair play.
Yeah, does though. No one does though.
Yeah.
No.
We've all seen Justin Fashion here and
yeah,
that didn't end well, did it?
On that bombshell. what's his name? What was his name? James.
Just.
Freudian.
Jonathan DeFalco.
Jonathan DeFalco. We I think it's, we wish you the best of luck, Jonathan, in your new career.
Oh, I didn't write down his... I can't remember what his porn name is. It's something like...
I think Jonathan DeFalco
that,
is quite good.
Idea,
yeah.
Jonathan DeFalco.
I think it's a Johnny Fontaine or something.
Oh,
Fontaine.
Nice.
But yeah, Jonathan DeFalco. Yeah.
Excellent. Have we?
I was gonna Google image it, but I thought. Oh,
no, that's a risky
too
business.
Too much research.
That's all from this week. I'm sure you guys will join me first of all in wishing Chris Murphy a very happy birthday, and also wishing Jonathan DeFalco or Johnny Fontaine the very best of luck in his new career. So it's good luck and goodbye from Dom.
Good luck and goodbye.
Good luck and goodbye from Mark.
Good luck, goodbye.
And a very good luck and goodbye from me. Play us out, Nobby.
Bring on the trumpets!
What?
Bring on the trumpets!
It's got nothing to do with trumpets. I was just talking about natural colours and natural flavours.
Bring on the trumpets!
What does that mean?
Bring on the trumpets!
Stop saying that.
Bring on the trumpets! Bring on the trumpet! Trumpets!